Good morning, Kansas City, and welcome to our Kansas City Christian Faith Center radio broadcast. This is Dr. Michelle McIntosh, First Lady of this church, and I will be teaching for the next 9 months while my husband, Pastor McIntosh, is on sabbatical. Pastor is scheduled to return July 2021. We thank you for joining us and trust that this time together will be a blessing to all our listeners. And if you like what you hear, please invite your loved ones to tune in as well. Due to the coronavirus, our church continues to meet every Sunday by way of teleconferencing. Please join us every Sunday afternoon from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. via freeconference.com. Our call-in number is 605-313-4834, and the access code is 997-020-pound. You may also obtain this call-in information on our website at kccfc.net. It is our sincere desire that you live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week, we started a new teaching titled, The Book of Romans, Our Guidebook for Christian Living. This teaching is a verse-by-verse examination of the New Testament book and will provide the listener important details that will give all of us insight on how to live in victory by applying the biblical principles that Apostle Paul shares with us. Listener, when I speak of the book of Romans as a guidebook, I am referring to a manual of information that will give the Christian the ability to live life skillfully in Jesus. It is a guide to a godly lifestyle that may be unknown or unfamiliar to you. Therefore, this book was written with the intention to lead us to the knowledge of God's New Testament promises, give us understanding on how to operate successfully through applying God's word to our life, and as a result, live according to God's wisdom as more than conquerors. Keep in mind that the more we know and come to understand God's holy word, the easier it will be for each of us to apply the promises of God to our life by faith. It is through developing and becoming strong in faith that we not only please our Heavenly Father, but also come to experience the more than abundant life in Jesus. The kind of life that gives us the victory over all the challenges of life. If you are tired of being a victim of Satan and his evil assignments, you need to be a part of this weekly study. I have selected two key verses from the book of Romans for our foundational scripture. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans 1, we're going to read verses 16 and 17. Verse 16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation, from his wrath and punishment, to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek Gentile. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith. As it is written and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by his faith. Now, family, I want to highlight some key phrases in these two scriptures to keep in mind as we go through this study on the book of Romans. First of all, in verse number 16, it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel. Now, you need to examine your heart, Christian, to determine whether you are bold and free to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, to be unashamed means that you are a Christian and you have been made a Christian by the blood of Jesus. So the next part says, for it is the power of God for salvation. the power of God for salvation. Our salvation is bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus. So that means, Christian, that you've accepted the gift of salvation, you have claimed, and you have submitted to Jesus as Lord and Savior. Again, in verse 16, there's a small phrase that says, everyone who believes in Christ as Savior. That's where we obtain our salvation. Then in verse 17, at the very top of the verse, it says, the righteousness of God is revealed. It is the gospel of the good news of Jesus Christ, where we're going to receive information about God's righteousness, both springing from faith and leading to faith. So not only do we receive faith upon hearing the word of God, but as we study and add to our information, knowledge, and understanding, we will continue to grow in faith. So we go from weak faith to strong faith, and it awakens more faith. The more we study, the more we apply God's word, the greater our faith grows. And then the last phrase in verse 17 says, the just and upright, and those of us that have called on the name of Jesus are just and upright, shall live by his faith. That is what we're commanded to do, to live by faith. And that's a result of receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord, and then applying the word of God to our lives. If you were not with us last week, or would like to re-listen to any of the previous programs aired, please go to our website at kccfc.net to hear any of the episodes now archived under our radio page. You may also give us your comments and or questions by way of our website at any time. We welcome them all. For this study, I will be quoting from the Amplified Study Bible, unless otherwise stated. Now, let's continue where I left off last week. We had just started examining chapter 1 and completed with verse number 4 when I ran out of time. Please go to the book of Romans, chapter 1. We're going to start with verse number 5. Again, the title of this chapter 1 is The Gospel Exalted. Verse 5 reads, everyone follow along, please. It is through him that we have received grace and our apostleship to promote obedience to the faith and make disciples for his name's sake among all the Gentiles. Now, my comments are going to key in on that statement, make disciples. Make disciples. Here's my comment with regards to verse number 5. It is through Jesus' completed work that we are able to share the gospel, the good news of the Messiah, to promote obedience to the faith and make disciples. So for those of you that are in ministry or even participate in any church, home church, you know that your pastor has an obligation. And the obligation is to teach you the word and send out disciples into the earth realm to continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Let's read verse number 6. Verse 6 says, and you also are among those who are called of Jesus Christ to belong to him. My comment with regards to this verse is the Christians of Rome also belong to him, not just the chosen Jews. And that's good news, Christians. For those of us who were born in other ethnic backgrounds, we need to know that our salvation gives us the same goodness as any other Christian, Jew or Greek. And so we can shout for joy that we belong to him. Let's read verse number 7. Verse 7 says, I am writing to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called to be saints, God's people, and set apart for a sanctified life, That is, set apart for God and His purpose. Grace to you and peace, inner calm, and spiritual well-being from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse number 7, I would like to highlight the following. Paul is writing to all the saints set apart for God's service, those in Rome and all over the world, including us today, and those yet to be born. So, family, pay close attention. This letter is written for you in mind. Let's read verse number 8. Verse 8 says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith, your trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness is being proclaimed in all the world. In verse number 8, Paul is giving thanks that the Christians for proclaiming the gospel all over the known world. Keep in mind that this message of Jesus was not easy to share under Roman occupancy. And you remember the few facts that I gave you regarding this time during the occupation of Israel by the Roman government. So people were being crucified, were being persecuted. So Paul is thankful for those who are bold enough to share the gospel. Let's go to verse number 9. Verse number 9 says, for God, whom I serve with my spirit by preaching the gospel of His Son, is my witness as to how continuously I mention you. I love this verse. Verse number 9 says, Paul says, I serve with my spirit. I serve with my spirit. Family, keep in mind, we're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about the real you, the inner man, your spirit. Christians must serve the Lord with their recreated spirit first, not merely the soul or body. We cannot allow the soul and or flesh to dictate what we do, because our emotions and the sinful desires of the flesh can get in the way of living a Christian life. However, when our spirit is in line with God's word, then the soul and the body will follow. Our love and service to the living God starts with the inside, the spirit. The salvation transformation is of the spirit, not our soul and or body. God is the Father of man's spirit. We must transform our soul through God's word. Then we will be able to control the body to submit to God's word and not continue to sin. Amen. All right, let's read verse number 10. It says, in my prayers always, pleading that somehow, by God's will, I may now at last come to you. In verse number 10, Paul shows the heart of the pastors by saying, in my prayers, always pleading. Family, this should go for every Christian, but especially those in ministry that say they are serving God's people. We should be continually in prayer about our followers and pleading on their behalf. As Christians, we should always pray for the church in general, and especially for God's people to continue to grow and prosper in Jesus. Once the church is on one accord and the gospel shared all throughout the world, Jesus will be able to return for us. The rapture will take place. All right, let's go on to verse number 11. Verse number 11 says, for I long to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen and establish you. Here's my comment regarding verse number 11. When Paul speaks of spiritual gifts, I want to highlight that spiritual gifts. He is not saying that he has the power to confer the gifts of God, but rather to minister in such a way to illuminate the word of God. All Christians have the assignment of reconciliation. That word reconciliation means to be sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to others who have not yet heard the good news. That is to share the good news of Jesus with the dying world, strengthen and establishing others. So that is our part of the reconciliation message. We are to share, we are to strengthen, and we are to establish others as disciples of Jesus Christ. Let's go on to verse number 12. It reads, "That is, that we may be mutually encouraged and comforted by each other's faith, both yours and mine." My comment regarding verse number 12, I want to highlight the phrase, "comforted by each other's faith." Comforted by each other's faith. Let us know that when we share our victories in Jesus with one another, we build up and encourage someone else who may be going through a similar situation, a challenge, a trial, persecution. So when we share the victories, we are comforting others to know that God is on their side and He is not a respecter of persons. So what He's done for one, He will do for others. Amen. Let's go on to verse number 13. It reads, "I do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, that many times I have planned to come to you and have been prevented so far, so that I may have some fruit of my labors among you, even as I have among the rest of the Gentiles." With regards to verse 13, Paul had a desire to go to Rome in the past, but the Holy Spirit prevented him from taking this journey. This point is important for all of us who desire to serve the Lord. We should always pray and ask our Lord if we should go and when. It is not sufficient that you are responding to a need or your emotions. The Holy Spirit knows who and when that individual should go to handle the assignment. Do not get ahead of the Lord. It will cost you your life. Satan will make sure of that. So when we have a need to go or desire to go, make sure that the Holy Spirit has given you the okay and that you're going with the blessings of the Lord. All right, let's go to verse number 14. Verse 14 says, "I have a duty to perform and a debt to pay both to Greeks and to the barbarians, the cultured and the uncultured, both to the wise and to the foolish." Here's my comments regarding this verse. Paul's ministry assignment was to the Gentiles. It was given to him by God. But because he was highly educated, he could minister successfully to both the cultured, the Greeks, and to the uncultured. I personally admire ministers who are knowledgeable in God's word and able to teach God's word in a manner that even the children can receive the truth. It is a blessing because they make it so clear, so precise, that it's impossible for you to misunderstand. That doesn't mean that you're going to enjoy what they say, because the truth sometimes hurt. But you will never go away from a teacher who is teaching in a fundamental way, going home saying, "I didn't understand a thing he said." No, you understood, but you may not have liked what he said. My desire is that I always teach with clarity and accuracy so that God's people can go away knowing exactly what I said, and more importantly, that it was to the point of God's word. All right, let's read verse 15. It says, "So for my part, I am ready and eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome." Verse 15, I have a comment. It says, Paul was ready and eager to share the gospel. Ready and eager to share the gospel. This kind of attitude should be in our heart and mind. Send me, Lord. Don't be afraid that God will send you to a place or give you an assignment that you cannot handle. Our Heavenly Father knows what you are capable of and what you will enjoy. So the assignments He gives us will always be pleasurable and victorious. I know this for a fact, family, because my husband and I have traveled all over the world on missionary assignments, and each and every one of those assignments have been such a blessing to us and those we minister to. It has always been good. All right, let's read verse 16. It says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation from his wrath and punishment to everyone who believes in Christ as Savior, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. With regards to verse 16, I want to highlight this statement. I love this statement. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel. You can only get to this point in your life when you truly understand who God is and his immense love for you and all mankind. Remember, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves man from eternal damnation. So when we come and share the good news with others, we are saving their lives. So it should be a blessing that we can share with others with clarity and accuracy. Now, Paul speaks of the power of God also. The power of God. This power is God's holy word spoken that changes the lives of people for the better. And it is available to everyone who believes in Jesus. The word believes first implies receiving salvation in Jesus and then doing God's word. Remember, godly faith is the byproduct of believing and doing God's word. The power of God's word won't manifest in your life until you believe and do the word. This is critical, Christians. We must not only believe, but we must do the word. This verse says to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Because of the covenant made with Abraham, the Jewish people were given the first right of refusal. And the word Greek in this verse is referring to all Gentiles. The term Gentiles refers to every individual who is not a Jew. The Jewish people were chosen to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to all mankind. When they, as a group of people, refused to accept Jesus as the Messiah, the Gentiles were invited to do the job along with those Jews who did believe. So it is an honor and privilege to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it makes me happy that God has given me this assignment to teach his word, because the more I study and the more I teach, the more I grow. And it is good, good, good. Amen. All right, let's read verse 17. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed in a way that awakens more faith, as it is written and forever remains written, the just and upright shall live by faith. Again, notice that when we declare the gospel by faith, the righteousness of God is revealed. The righteousness of God is revealed and leads the hearer to grow in faith. In other words, every time we hear the uncompromising word of God, we grow in understanding and receive greater illumination of the living word. We should never tire of hearing, studying, and applying the word, because our growing in Jesus is never ending. We should be growing from faith to faith every day. In other words, we should be growing from weak faith to strong faith. Let's examine the word just. Those called just are those who have been declared righteous by receiving Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Not only do we accept Jesus by faith, but we must live by faith. Operating by faith is not only for emergencies. It is a lifestyle grounded on God's word. When we are obedient to do God's word, we avoid the attacks of the enemy. As a result, we do not even stumble. Submitting to God's word transforms our life from victim to victor. No exceptions. Let's read verse number 18. This part of chapter 1 has a subtitle right above verse 18, and it says, Unbelief and its consequences. So that is the topic that we're going to be sharing starting with verse number 18. Unbelief and its consequences. Verse 18 says, "For God does not overlook sin, and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who in their wickedness suppress and stifle the truth." Here's my comment. Unbelief is the enemy of faith. Again, unbelief is the enemy of faith. Satan uses doubt and unbelief to keep man from receiving the blessings of God. Satan has deceived man to believe that the word of God is not true and that man-made religious traditions are true. Hence, man's wickedness or sin suppresses and stifles the truth, God's word. Our unbelief keeps God's truth from working in our life. This is how powerful unbelief is, and Satan knows that. That's why he continues to share myths, information, half-truths, things that are contrary to God's word, that appear right, but are sinful against God's word. So, family, it is imperative that we study, that we allow the Holy Spirit to share with us the truth of God's word, so that we do not fall into Satan's trap and follow after man's traditions rather than God's word. Oh, family, I'm so sorry I'm out of time, but please return next week as we continue our verse-by-verse study on the book of Romans. Thank you for sharing this time with us, and if this message has been a blessing to you, please consider supporting this ministry with a financial offering. You may send your tax-deductible gift to Kansas City Christian Faith Center at P.O. Box 171431, Kansas City, Kansas 66117, or visit our website at kccfc.net and give online. Until next Wednesday morning, we love you and confess in faith that you will live in victory, spirit, soul, and body. In Jesus' name, amen.